Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Kit Farrow. We're talking about making money in the ranch business. Back with Kit after this.
The commodities markets are an integral part of the U.S. economy. Each business day, futures contracts trade in the energy, financial, and agricultural markets. Hi, I'm Curtis Ward, president of KIS Futures. Our firm executes futures and options and provides risk management strategies for our clients who hedge. Our team also provides full-service brokerage while offering free quotes and charts, free market reports, market text messages, futures market tutorials, and real-time account information. For more information about our trading services, give us a call at 1-800-256-2555 or log on to our website at KISFutures.com.
At the recent Southern Plains Beef Symposium in Ardmore, one of their featured speakers was Kit Farrow of Eastern Colorado. Kit's been in the ranching business for several years now. He says the key, as far as he's concerned, is not just producing great cattle and moving beef down the pipeline. It's also about making money on his ranch.
Well, we had been in other businesses prior to this, so I knew I had some business sense, and I decided the ranch either was going to make me a living or I was going to do something else. And unfortunately, it looks to me like a lot of ranches are just a way of life. They're not as profitable as they should be. In fact, I think most of them are break even at best. So we decided to do some things differently. We didn't want to decrease production necessarily, but we realized that production was not the same as profit. So we started focusing on profit and realized fairly quickly that inputs or expenses played a bigger factor than production. So if we could reduce our expenses, reduce and eliminate expenses, we could increase our profits. And that's been very positive for us as far as the ranching business. The easiest dollar that I'm ever going to make is the dollar I don't spend.
When we start thinking about today's cattle business, it seems like that a lot of the emphasis is on trying to maximize that last pound of production.
For the last 40, maybe 50 years, that's been the emphasis. We, you know, the universities have told us how to increase production, increase weaning weights, and we can do it. It's not that hard, but we reach the point of diminishing returns where eventually every pound we increase in production is costing us more money than it's bringing in. And I really think we hit that point about 15 or 20 years ago. We've been on a high market, cattle markets. The last low was 1995, 1996, and we've been fairly high since then. If the market and when the market goes down again, most ranchers are going to be in big trouble.
There are some others out there with similar messages. For example, our friend Dr. Dave Lawman of Oklahoma State University wondering out loud about the size of our mama cows in this part of the country, saying he believes that maybe we've gotten our cows too big for the best chance to make a profit.
The universities and the extensions, for the most part, have turned around, and probably within the last 10 years, I've seen a change in their course. So, yes, you know, I think we realize that we went too far, and it's time to turn around, and that's encouraging.
We've got ourselves in a situation where we've almost got to a critical mass situation with the number of cows in this country. Have we kind of crossed over that line, or are we still where we can get back to the right size cow herd across the country?
Well, that's a tough one. With the reduced size of the cow numbers and calf numbers now, you know, there's feedlots that are going out of business and shutting down now. I don't know how long it's going to take to get back to where we need to be. My biggest fear is that we're going to reduce cow numbers enough that the price of beef goes up so high that the consumer is going to choose another protein source. So, you know, chicken, for example, is going to be a whole lot easier to buy chicken if beef goes up much higher. So I think we have some major concerns out there. And with the drought, it's going to be hard to increase cow numbers.
Right. When you talk to these guys here later on this morning, what is maybe the one or two things you'd really like for them to walk out of here and go home with?
I'm going to focus on profit rather than production. And I think if we can do that, if we can realize that production and profit are not the same thing, we can go home and we reevaluate why we do what we do. That's pretty much what I'm going to do. And I'm going to focus real hard on low inputs. You know, we are in the business of taking free, and it's free, solar energy and converting it into a high-quality food product. And if we do things right, the cow does nearly all of the work for us. You know, it's a very easy business. It's a very profitable business. The only reason it's not easy and profitable for some people is because they've complicated it.
And I guess what that means, for example, using standing forage when you have it, that type of thing.
Exactly. You know, a cow came equipped with four legs and a mouth, and she's very good at gathering up her own forage. Anytime we gather up the forage and we haul it to the cow, we're losing money.
Colorado rancher Kit Farrow. That's your Beef Buzz. Have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.